multiple houses. Starting with this first one, where once the weight sensor detects the steel, the mailbox containing a Raspberry Pi takes a picture, runs a facial detection algorithm, then automatically crops the face and prints this template at a neighbor's house, all within 10 seconds. Then once the door is answered, they now know that you now know. And you switch from full-size candy bars to toothbrushes. Because I honestly remember as a kid feeling so offended when the neighborhood dentist would pass out toothbrushes instead of giving us the candy that was our God-given right. Now this next one is pretty simple, yet effective. Because once you've confirmed a steal next door, they come to your porch and you place a specific set of candies in their bag. Because one of the candies contains a simple remote-triggered vibrating motor, while the other contains a small intercom. So we lead off with the buzzing, and then once we've got their attention, we substitute for their misguided conscience. Stop stealing all the candy from the little kids! This next one's more in the realm of psychological warfare, because we hide this ultrasonic speaker near these witches, and then play some whisper sounds while the candy thief waits at the door. Now with a normal speaker, you would still hear noise on the other side of a perfectly soundproof barrier, because the wavelengths we can hear are on average 30 feet long, which means the sound can diffract around the barrier. But with an ultrasonic speaker, the wavelengths are really, really short, which means they can't diffract around, which makes them highly directional. So the speaker's there, I hardly hear anything right here, but when I step to the left, it's just like in my brain. The camera here picks up on it a little bit, but it's just something you have to experience in real life to truly understand.
This is so weird.
Now the penultimate contraption is possibly my favorite, because it sends the thief who steals all your neighbor's candy on an emotional roller coaster. Because if you attach two candy bowls to an axle, then link that via chain drive to a 4-horsepower fully integrated brushless motor, well then those two bowls will swap spots with each other at 85 miles per hour. Which means the thief gets real excited as they approach a bowl of full-size Mr. Beast candy bars, only to find 80 milliseconds later, it's a bowl of full-size toothbrushes. And our final contraption is possibly the most intricate. Because once a theft is detected, the mailbox records a 10-second clip which gets sent a few doors down and merged into a pre-recorded video clip. So when the thief comes to the door, this is what they see.
Our newsroom has just obtained some exclusive footage of more than one piece of candy being removed from a bowl that is clearly labeled, "Please take one." Take a look at this video. Seems like a normal door approach. Oh, there it is. Wow, that is a clear violation